Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is like this tonight. Yes, Lord, shots are firing right now. And P. Diddy, you better hang on your vest, buddy, because they coming. Yo, I cannot believe what's happening right now. Now, I once did a podcast about Diddy when Cassie did that lawsuit and he settled so fast. I'm like, yo, that was the quickest lawsuit I ever seen get settled in my life. That's how I know he did it. Like, it was some truth to that. You settled that so fast. There were so many facts inside of that lawsuit that you did not want to come to light, that you say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pay, get it on out the way, and woo-woo-woo-woo, here we go. Excuse me. And I erased that podcast. I don't know why I did, but I did. But this one, I'm keeping, because this one is crazy. Dude, Lil Rod. I don't know where to start. I really don't know where to start with this, because this is something that's I really can't explain for you. It's like this dude, an extensive 73-page lawsuit. You know what I mean? And they talking about this dude talking about. Now, I've been listening to. I don't listen to rap too much anymore. Like jazz these days, but I'm familiar with Puff Daddy, you know, Bad Boy back in the day. I'm old enough to know that I remember G-Dep, Craig Mack, Total, 112. The list go Mace. Who else? Who we missing? Shine. Of course, Biggie. But I remember all these acts that did Bad Boy had back in the day. And of course, I used to listen to Bad Boy. I used to like Diddy's first album. Like, Is This the End? Was the shit. Like, he had some good songs up there. He had some good music up there. But my God, you get signed to Bad Boy, man. Look like you need some KY jelly. If you want a contract with Bad Boy, you got to bend over. And you got to take it. Like, and I ain't talking about the kind of taking that you think I'm talking about. It's that kind of sexy next kind of talk. You remember, what's that movie? Poetic Justice, when the boy say, I'm gonna get in your ass, sexy Dex, but not the way you want me to. Yeah, it's that kind of shit Diddy got going on. Now, is this shit true or not? I couldn't tell you. Now, do I believe that Cassie's situation was true? Without a shadow of a doubt, he settled that lawsuit too fast. Then, you know, then the dude mentioned his son name, Meek Mill name. Like, this shit is getting deep. Like, it's really getting deep, like, on some shit. Like, it's scary for real. Like, dude, if you are this kind of person, if you have let money and fame drive you to become a monster for real, like, what happened? Like, what happened? And big ups to Mace. Mace must have seen some things that he got the hell away. I'm not lying. Mace had to see some things that weren't right, because Mace ain't stay around long. You know, and big ups to Mace, no doubt. But let's get back to Diddy. Diddy, my God, bro. My God. Like, this dude, Lil Rod, basically said, like, you were grooming him to have sex with men. Now, Lil Rod, you didn't have to have sex with a man, you know? I mean, if he drug you, okay. And I'm not saying that, you know, you did say one time you was drugged and you woke up, you was in a bed naked with Diddy and a couple of women. Now, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. Y'all know me. Y'all know me now. Y'all know how I get down. I wasn't there. So, I don't know. But, Diddy, your track record in these lawsuits, just not a good thing right now. Because like I said, with Cassie, you settled that joint so fast that whatever was inside of that, you did not want that to come out. You know, you did not want that to be in the light. you wanted to keep that in the dark, and you did. You settled so quick, and people forgot all about Cassie. Now, on to the next one. Now, this Lil Rod guy. This the new one, Diddy. Like, I just don't know. Because they want to know who you are, bro. And, man, I don't know, man. Seems like you like an Epstein kind of cat or something, man. Like, like, what's up with this? What's up with celebrities, man? What's up when they get this money, man? This is how they, this is what they do. Like, do you really still, all you youngers out there that's listening to me, do you really want to be a rapper? Really? Do you really want to be in this industry? Really? You better think twice about this. Because, like, even being a producer isn't safe. And this guy was just a producer. And then, you know, make beats. Yeah, ain't no wrong with that. You know, good money in making beats. Don't get me wrong, but this guy was just a producer. And this is what he said was going on with him. And again, he named your son. He named somebody else inside of your company. Bro, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. All I know, this is what's happening right now with Bad Boy. Yeah, shots is being fired. No doubt. Shots are being fired. And Diddy, better put on your vest, bro. Better put on your vest, bro. And again, I won't dare. Thank God I won't. Because, you know, you never drugged me and had me waking up in a strange place. Like, nah, I ain't got time for all that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know now. I can't say he's going to settle this one real fast because I can't see it. But his lawyer did say the same thing they said when Cassie dropped her lawsuit. These are lies. Woot-de-woot-de-woo. It's not true. And settle. You know what I mean? He came out saying these are lies and settle. So, do you think he's going to settle this one? And like I said, Meek Mill just come out and do, man, I don't know, man. The industry. I remember DMX said something about the industry. And it seemed like it was true. Seemed like, and I, you know what's so crazy, y'all? I did a podcast a couple of years ago called The Industry. You should go check that out if you haven't heard that, y'all. But that's basically what I'm talking about, the industry and how evil it is and wicked it is. But back to P. Diddy, I digress. Diddy, oh boy, oh boy. You went for a ride of your life on this one. And again, people are entitled to be with whoever they want to be with. It's your life, you only live one time, go for it. But you can't, if this dude Lil Rod is telling the truth, then, damn, that's crazy. If this dude is really telling the truth, then it's crazy. Then Diddy, you really are the Jeffrey Epstein type. Like, yo, you dudes get this money and I don't know, man. They say money is the root of all evil. That's what they said. Money is the root of all evil. And if this shit is true, this is true. Diddy, you might as well cancel it, bro, because it's over. It's over for you if this is true. Like I said, people are entitled. And then Cuba Gooding Jr., the dude was, I forgot all about that. The dude was like, Cuba Gooding Jr. was groping him and all up on him. Like, bro, Lil Rod, did you really want the dude to be all up on you like that? You know, that's another thing, too. You said that, but, you know, how did he walk you in the room? Leave you, yeah, man, basically like you was an escort or something. Walk you in the room, you know. There go Cuba Gooding Jr. Leave you two in there. And it's like he knew exactly what you were supposed to do. Now, that's crazy to me. Now, I'm waiting to see if Cuba Gooding Jr. will come out to dispute that. Now, that's one thing I want to see. Because he's been in hot water lately, too. It's been a while, but his name back in the shit with this shit again. Like, it's crazy, man. Hollywood, the rap game. I don't know if I want a part of that shit. You know what I mean? It's just, something just ain't right. It's just not right. Like, but, yes, it is crazy. But I just wanted to talk to y'all real quick about that. And thank you again to the new people. I hope y'all enjoy the podcast. If you do, you know what to do. Spread it. Share, you know, spread the word. Tell people about me. And, you know what I'm about. You know what I mean? But on that note, thank y'all, man. And again, a round of applause to you. And I love you all.